Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Italy has voted in its most right-wing government since World War II. A coalition of three rightist parties, led by young conservative Giorgia Meloni and her party, the Brothers of Italy, has swept to victory in the nation's elections. It is the latest win for a far-right populist party in Europe, prompting fears of eroding democracy. Let's talk about this with Nadia Urbanati. She's a political scientist at Columbia University and the author of Me, the People, How Populism Transforms Democracy. Professor Urbanati, welcome. And Giorgia Meloni and her party pledged to upend the political elite in Italy, what some call the upper caste. What is she promising to the Italian people?
Okay, it promises, first of all, to get rid of previous political leaders or politicians. This was also the case with the Five Stars movement 5 years ago. There is this...
Oh, the previous kind of right-wing party that won a lot of support several years ago.
Exactly. So this is a permanent desire of getting rid of the casta, and in doing so, to construct a new one. So this is a kind of perpetual creating and destroying a political majority or a political class. So it's possible that also Meloni, who is like a comet that goes and comes and goes. So we don't know how much stable this majority can be.
But you're saying it is trying to upend the status quo. Is that what you mean?
Yes. Yes. The status quo means, in this case, not the organization of politics, because it is a kind of very generic, attracting everybody. But the question is, finally, we were in the opposition in the last three governments, and now we are capable of bringing Italy back, those parts which didn't share in the disaster of the last three governments, which actually was not completely a disaster, by the way.
Bringing Italy back. Boy, that sounds familiar to Americans.
Yes.
I mean, did she have a lot to say about immigration, closing off borders?
Yes, yes. But she does so in a more subtle way. So she doesn't have this strong request for closing borders, whatever. But she operates on a different level. For instance, she is launching now a policy of supporting maternity in order to stop the decline of birth rate in the long term.
Or to have more babies for Italians to have more babies?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
To have more babies so as to stop the importation of working force from abroad. That is an important policy because she can attract women's support and many conservative support who are not necessarily reactionary or fascist.
How does this party fit in with other right-wing parties that have come to power recently in Europe, in France, in Hungary, in Sweden?
It's similar to, in my way at least, to Hungary. She has a strong ethnical conception of the nation and a strong nationalistic imprinting. She has a very questionable conception on civil rights, and she wants to strengthen the leadership of the republic, transforming it from parliamentary to presidential.
Okay, and what do you mean, your comment on civil rights? What is her view on civil rights?
Civil rights, I mean, she campaigned against traditional marriage, not relationship with women's rights. For instance, she's against equal opportunity because she thinks that this is a way of protecting women instead of stimulating them to fight and to risk and to compete.
Okay. Can I ask you about Ukraine? A lot of the far-right parties in Europe do not support Ukraine and NATO and the side of the United States as well, but Meloni's party does.
Well, if you read her book, Me, Giorgia, in the book she says, and this was written 2 years ago, that Putin is protecting a conception of national and non-liberal democracy, which is very interesting, she says. Then the war came and the relationship with NATO, because of her ambition to enter a government or to become majority, she changed her perspective. But this is very opportunistic.
So she flip-flopped.
Yeah.
Okay. And finally, from far away, it seems the one long-term reality of Italian politics is that there is no long-term Governments come, governments go. Could this happen again?
I hope so. In this case, you know, to have stability forever is not very good with this government. In some sense, a very aleatory kind of majorities that they come and go, well, they make us think that perhaps it's not so disastrous to have her in government. Although, in this case, I would be more cautious because she has a disposition to penetrate and to infiltrate and to put the right people within the administrations and the government. So it can be much more long-term kind of conquest of the state. This is a project.
Nadia Urbanati is political scientist at Columbia University. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.